We welcome you back to Smyrna High School. Elijah Gregory with 6 points here in the fourth quarter. He has 10 points in the game. Smyrna leads Dover 65-57. Again, on the line, first place in the Henlopen North. Dover is undefeated at 9-0. Smyrna is 7-1 in the league. If Smyrna wins this, they'll be tied. They'll have gone 1-1 against each other. If both run the table, we could be looking at a conference championship game.
So far, Smyrna has had an answer for every one of Dover's runs. They've been very resilient. A lot of that, Sylvester, but also others making some plays. And now Gregory coming alive here late in the third and fourth quarter. It's going to be important that Dover slows a little bit, runs some set plays, and gets something out.
And then you're going to be a steal right away. This is Creedle going the other way. 2-on-1, drive to the 10. Misses the shot, but it's going to be an offensive foul. It's a great job to take the charge there by Eden Davis after Brandon Smith had the steal.
So many players, when they make a mistake, do not try to do something at the other end. That time Davis sprinted back, got in position to draw the charge on Creedle. A really nice, heady play by the senior.
And that could have been Davis's fourth if he doesn't play that right. Instead, Dover the basketball, down by 8. Still plenty of time, 4:12 to go in regulation. Spencer left open on the right block. He's not, or left wing, not taking a three now. Harold's taking one top of the key. Goes off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, new Salaka for Smyrna.
Salaka really good against a triple team. Smyrna might take advantage of this.
Brandon Smith drives into the lane, kicks it out to Sylvester. Teardrop from the left baseline, no good. Rebound, Spencer. Dover looking to run. It's an alley-oop off the window, but it's way too strong. The putback, though, is good by Eden Davis, and a foul. Worked out even better for Dover. They get a chance for a three-point play after the foolish backboard alley-oop attempt.
Boy, that is amazing to me that you would be playing in a game where you're down in a huge moment, and instead of just laying the ball in yourself or trying to get fouled, you would try to make a play off the backboard with other defenders retreating. Even though Spencer is unbelievably athletic and might have been able to catch it, the chance of that play being successful, very low probability in my mind.
Yeah, that, and the pass off the window was entirely too strong. Spencer got, I think if it's a good pass, not that it wasn't ill-advised, it might have actually worked. But Sulaco gets the rebound after the missed free throw. It's still a six-point game. Smyrna the lead and the basketball against Dover. Gregory back to Creedle, crosses left side. And Creedle will get it back near the red S at center court for the Smyrna Eagles. Creedle into the lane, now kicks it out right side. That's Salaka.
Dover really extending their man-to-man pressure. They're going to be open to drives here.
Salaka tries the three, no good. Rebound Eden Davis. Now to Elijah Allen. Allen into the lane, shot off the window goes, no call. He's got 20. It's a four-point game, a 61-60. And there's a turnover, three, left wing. It comes up short for Dover. Rebound new Salaka for Smyrna. And another steal, this time it's Eden Davis. Davis to Allen, left-handed finish in the lane. It's a two-point game.
I think Smyrna might need a timeout here unless they think they have an advantage.
65-63. Brandon Smith, left baseline three, back iron, no good. Salaka the rebound. Passes are stolen away by Spencer. Now he'll find Elijah Allen. Allen with a two-on-one. Euro step. Misses the finger roll. Rebound Smyrna. Stolen away by Wanya Wise. Spencer underneath. Shot is blocked by Creedle, but there's a foul. And Dover will go to the line with a chance to tie the game with 2:36 to go in a ridiculously frantic fourth quarter.
Just too many mistakes here by Smyrna, trying to play way too fast. The six turnovers in this quarter alone. This will be the bugaboo when Coach Mears looks at his tape. Yes, you get some easy baskets from time to time, but you're playing into Dover's hands. They want this kind of up-tempo that's beyond what you can play. They speed you up because of their tenacious pressure, and you just hope that you can maintain your poise and not give in to the illusion that you may be able to score quickly.
And Elijah Creedle has just fouled out with 2:36 left to go, and that's a big loss for Smyrna. But right now, Jaheim Spencer, a chance to tie the game at the line. Dover has not had this game tied since the first quarter. Free throw is up and good for the 6'8 senior. Just a 50% free throw shooter, but tell you what, not the worst form I've ever seen from a 50% free throw shooter.
I like his shot. He's got good rotation. He has good height on the ball. I think it's just one of those things probably where he just doesn't concentrate and gets a little flat with his shot.
In and out, no good. And it's going to be over the back, called on the rebound. Wanya Wise, and now, oh boy, here we go. Is now Wise and Creedle had a moment there where Creedle stepped over Wise. Wise took offense to it, and after what we saw last night, crowd control becomes a factor. Now Wise is jawing. He
know, this needs
this
to be,
is where the coaches to have to get involved.
That's got
to
be a technical on the jawing right
there. Got to be a technical. You're absolutely right on the taunting back and forth.
Yeah, those two both need technicals right now because Wise is still clapping at him.
And he's in there talking to him in his face. I'm just amazed that the officials aren't trying to take a little bit more control here.
After what happened last night in this conference, this is not a good effort by the officials right now. I hate to say it. And now we've got a crowd control problem as we have spectators that are getting close to the baseline and both sides are getting their sides fired up. This gym is very loud at the moment. Brandon Smith gets the inbound for Smyrna. They're up by one into the front court. Smith gets it right side to Gregory. The cross into the hands of Creedle. Creedle in the lane. Off balance, off the window. No good. The pick is put back in by Musalaka.
Musalaka moves so well away from the ball. He's relentless. A great open hand tip.
2:15 to go fourth quarter. Dover down by three. Elijah Allen trying to split a double team. They're going to catch a foul and a hand check against Elijah Gregory. That is his second. That's double bonus time here. So Allen will go to the line for two free throws.
Allen is very good at drawing fouls. He has a great handle. He can get almost anywhere he wants on the court. He senses the moment now with Smyrna in the double bonus. He's going to drive the ball as much as he can. Get to the free throw line, score while the clock isn't moving when you're down.
For me, there are too many people in this gym not in seats at the moment. They do a fantastic job here at Smyrna High School, but there are a lot of people standing in the corners and at that Smyrna student section who need to be in seats, or at least standing in front of a seat. First free throw from Elijah Allen is good. He has 23. The lead is 2, 67-65 Smyrna, 2:11 to go in regulation.
It's so important in games of this magnitude where the emotions are so high that the adults really have to take charge here. You got to make sure that nothing provocative happens at all.
Allen misses the second. Rebound Smyrna. They lead by 2. 2:06 to go fourth quarter. No more fouls to give for Dover. And a timeout called by Andrew Mears. And the Smyrna Eagles will take it with them. 2:03 to go fourth quarter. Smyrna 67. Dover 65. DEL brought to you tonight by Concord Pet Food and Supplies, still locally owned with 31 area locations. By First in Orthopedics and Dr. Michael Axe, the team taking care of Delaware. By Works & Company, roofing, chimney, and outdoor specialist. By the Tri-State Battery Warehouse, any battery you need, Tri-State has it, and we'll find it for you. By Anchor View of PMC and Williams Chevrolet, doing business the Williams Way on Route 40 at the Maryland-Delaware state line. By the Claymont Steak Shops in Claymont, Newark, or on Concord Pike, great food for takeout or delivery for home or business. By the Brewer's Outlet, your headquarters for soda and snacks, 1 mile north of the Delaware PA line on Route 202. And by John E. Steel Roofing, protect your home with the power of steel. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a rapidly filling Smyrna High School. High school basketball is on the air. Henlopen North action tonight as first place is on the line. It's the 12-1 and 9-0 in conference Dover Senators and the 10-2 and 7-1 in the North Smyrna Eagles. I'm Sean Green alongside Bill Harmon. And Bill, I've always said blue and red is always that great visual color contrast in the sport of basketball, and these two rivals go at it tonight for first place in the conference. Two teams that are playing very well with a lot of momentum.
Oh, at least we'll know who's who here, right, Sean?
No confusion tonight.
There will be no confusion. Dover has excellent balance. They have three players that can get them 20 points every night. Steph Wilson has done an excellent job with this team, coalescing them, having them play hard. One of my favorite players on their team is one of their savvy guards, Wanye Wise, who plays with great intensity, great intelligence, and great creativity on the court. Andrew Mears has a team that I think is overachieving. He's done a great job with this team, overcoming some early season difficulties. Played Dover really tough in the first game, so they've got great tape to show their kids and make some adjustments. And many times that team that loses the first game has a little bit of an edge because they might change up a few things. I like the balance as well on Smyrna. They play at a great pace and can match the athleticism and speed in the open court that Dover has.
Well, let's get to the starting lineups tonight. First for the visiting Dover Senators, the great backcourt, Eden Davis, 6-foot senior, averaging almost 14 points and 3.9 rebounds a game. And Elijah Allen, one of the state's leading scorers at 25.2 points, 4.4 rebounds. He is a 6'2" senior. Also in the backcourt is Wanya Wise, a 6'1" senior, averaging 9 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. In the frontcourt, Elijah Sessoms, a 6'5" sophomore, averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds a game, and Jaheim Spencer, the in the middle, 6'8", the senior, 10 points and 12.1 rebounds per game for Smyrna. It'll be Sean Sylvester, the senior, Elijah Creedle, a junior, Isaiah Creedle, a senior, Brandon Smith, a senior, and Lou Salaka is a junior. We now pause for our national anthem. Surprised the Regiment of Red not out tonight, but my head will certainly thank not having that drum beat going for 25 minutes. They are such a great band. But again, our starting lineups here for Dover: Eden Davis, Elijah Allen, Wanya Wise, Jaheim Spencer, and Elijah Sessoms. For Smyrna: Nashawn Sylvester, Elijah Creedle, Isaiah Creedle, Brandon Smith, and Mu Salaka.
I think some of the keys tonight, Dover needs to get a lot of offense out of their defense, and we'll see that with a variety of presses and multiple substitutions. The Jaheim Spencer Musalako matchup is one I'm going to watch. Make sure Spencer does not get in foul trouble, and then make sure they make some good transition decisions as they're pushing the ball. Smyrna, on the other hand, has to have a solution for both Davis and Allen, two outstanding scorers. They need to get solid play from their bench, and they themselves have to do the best they can to control the tempo of this game, not let it get too high-paced, and play within themselves. If they can create a half-court activity level, I think they've got a great chance to win tonight.
First meeting between these two teams back on December 10th. It was Dover 70-66. As we get set to go here, Mu Salaka will jump against Jaheim Spencer. Ball is in the air, tipped, won by Salaka to Sylvester, and we are underway. Smyrna going from left to right in the white uniforms has the basketball. Right side, Salaka is outside the arc at the moment. They'll work around the perimeter. Now Sylvester with it. Sean Sylvester, a member of the state championship team here 3 years ago. Basketball now to Elijah Creedle near center court.
Dover's just playing some very patient man-to-man defense here. A nice little set run by Smyrna to get Creedle a wide open three at the top of the key.
Isaiah misses it, going the other way. Dover Davis finds Allen. Now the kick out to Spencer. Three is in the air, no good, and the center shot misses. Rebound Salaka for Smyrna.
That's certainly one thing that Andrew Mears in Smyrna wants, to have Spencer that far away from the basket shooting threes. That's really not his game, even though he may be trying to expand it for the next level.
Salaka trying to drive on the right block. Elijah Sessoms with the block out of bounds. It'll be Smyrna basketball right baseline.
Sessoms, a 6'5 sophomore, real good activity, long-armed, and a fine rebounder and defender. He's got Salaka on the matchup at the moment.
Bounce inside. Salaka is trapped, and a jump ball is called there, and diving in there to make that is Wanya Wise.
Well, Wanya Wise seems to always be around the ball. He's tenacious with his defense. He's got a great feel for what the other team is doing. Understands the scouting report. A screen away for Salaka, who was tied up by Wise.
Dover basketball, no score. 1 minute in this opening quarter. Wanya Wise, right elbow jumper in the air. Back iron, no good. Goes off the top of the backboard and will be ruled to be out of bounds, as Elijah Allen grabbed it, but it'll be out of bounds to Smyrna.
Elijah Creedle, the younger brother of Isaiah Creedle is playing face guarding man-to-man on Eden Davis away from the ball. That means he's trying to totally deny Davis any outlet to the ball.
Driving into the lane, teardrop from Elijah Creedle is good from four, and Smyrna on the board. It's 2-0. And quickly in transition, this is Dover. Eden Davis, left elbow jumper over a double team. Off to the right, no good. Dover gets the rebound. It's Elijah Sessoms, but they're going to say he was out of bounds. It'll be at Smyrna ball.
Smyrna's going to have to really do a good job blocking out. Dover sends their guards and their big men to the boards on every shot.
Smith finds Sylvester right baseline. Misses the move. Salaka picks up the garbage and gets the two. It's 4-0 Smyrna.
Weak side rebounding. Nobody there to block out move.
Wanya Wise trying to go coast to coast. Spins on a double team and turns the ball over on a travel, so there's Dover trying to be in a little too much of a hurry. It's 4-0 Smyrna with the ball, 6:15 to go here in quarter number one.
At times, even a fine team like Dover gets going too fast, even for their own athleticism.
Isaiah Creedle has it stolen away. Dover and alley-oop, and going up with Jaheim Spencer, who was undercut, and it's going to be a block there as Elijah Creedle went underneath a Spencer. Dangerous play, but just a common foul called, and Spencer will go to the line for two.
I'm not sure of this call. Creedle was there and set. The lob pass brought Spencer into him. In other words, that ball could have been laid in. What they wanted to do was have a great theatrical play here early on for a big dunk to somehow incite the crowd.
Oh, they're calling this an off.
It was definitely not a shooting foul, and I really think that was a missed call. I thought Creedle was in the right spot. The pass brought Spencer into him.
So the foul does go against Creel. Now a 3-4 Dover shot up, no good by Allen. The offensive rebound comes down to Spencer. He'll go on the block to Sessom. Spins around, defender misses underneath. Loose ball will escape out and it will remain Dover basketball opposite the Smyrna bench.
Almost overpassing inside there by Dover. They had Sessoms on the weak side. He could have just laid the ball in, tried to drop it off, but he didn't. He ended up shooting just a wild shot across the basket line.
Eden Davis to the free throw line. Turn, step back jumper off to the left. No good. Fighting for underneath, and Smyrna gets the rebound there. Good work by Isaiah Creedle, who's giving about 6 inches on that box out.
Well, that is one thing Smyrna does a great job of. Their guards can dig in and defend.
Brandon Smith against the defense. Kicks it out to Elijah Creedle. Right wing three is good. Elijah Creedle, it's 7-0 Smyrna.
Brandon Smith made the play by getting in deep and then a great kick out pass in rhythm. Right now you've got Smyrna playing a triangle and two.
And Elijah Allen answers with the college three on the right side for the Senators. They're on the board at 7-3 Smyrna.
He's got Nashawn Sylvester on him. They set a ball screen that there was no hedge and allowed Allen to rise up into that shot.
Smith crosses to Sylvester, left side three, that's good. Back and forth we go, it's 10-3 Smyrna.
And now Brandon Smith is matched up on Elijah Allen.
Elijah Allen from way downtown, in and out, no good. Shot that almost from center court. Smyrna gets the rebound. They'll run. A cross-court pass intercepted by Spencer, and Dover then turns it over underneath their own defensive basket.
Sometimes players just want to play too fast. Just secure the ball, get it to a point guard, get it up the court instead of trying to take that extra dribble, especially when the ball is loose.
And Sessoms will check out for a brief conversation with Steph Wilson. Smyrna the basketball in a 7-point lead.
Interesting matchup here. You've got Spencer on the older Isaiah Creedle.
Eliza Creedle misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Dover. That's Terrence Ross, or that's Shamir Nelson with the rebound, and the foul will go against Smyrna.
Besides Spencer, Coach Wilson has some nice size. Eliza Sessoms, a big man, 6'5", 190, and then Shamir Nelson comes in, a senior, 6'4", 205. They've got some good body work inside.
Wanya Wise, left baseline, three off to the right, no good. The offensive rebound put back by Shamir Nelson, so too quick off the bench. It's 10-5 as we hit the midway point of the first quarter.
When you play the triangle and two, you've got to be sure you find bodies to block out.
Sylvester into the lane, underhand scoop blocked by Spencer. Dover looks to run. They've got a 3-on-1, driving all the way in the right-handed finger roll by Eden Davis. It's 10-7.
And that's Dover at their best. Just a quick outlet by Allen to Davis, who can attack. Smyrna tried to draw the foul, but just could not.
Smith in the lane, kicks it left side, taking the three, driving the baseline, shot the window, and finish is Brandon Smith.
Well, a great play by Smith driving along the left baseline.
And now going the other way, an offensive foul. He charged on Eden Davis and he went into a double team. And he will pick up the offensive foul on the player control. And Dover looks like they are going to call a timeout here. And we will take it with them with 3:32 to go in a frenetic opening quarter. It's Smyrna 12, Dover 7. And welcome back to Smyrna High School. 3:32 to go in the first quarter. Smyrna leading Dover 12-7. Very much a track meet here in the opening quarter, Coach Harmon.
It certainly is. We're going to have to really keep our voices in tact and in tune here. But a little pressure now by Dover at the three-quarter court. This is a little bit more of their harassment press, trying to speed Smyrna up or create one of those careless turnovers, but not with their typical on-the-ball man-to-man pressure.
Devon Stanford has checked into the lineup, and Elijah Gregory as well. Gregory goes right side to Sylvester. Sylvester into the lane, goes around the double team, and rolls it in off the window in the front of the rim. Nice drive by Nashawn Sylvester, who has five.
There was no help there early on. Sylvester gets in, has nice body control, was able to go up kind of left to right and slither in, and Nelson was not able to affect the shot.
Allen with the basketball for Dover. Tries to go inside to Nelson. Now to Spencer. He'll put up the 14-footer on the right baseline. That is no good. That's two long shots for Spencer so far for no points. And Smyrna has the basketball in a 7-point lead.
Right now, Dover does not have a solution for the triangle and two. I'm sure they've seen this before. But right now, there's really not much movement. A little bit of ball screening, but that's been it. And sacrificing movement for some questionable shots.
Smyrna going left to right. Nashawn Sylvester, long three from NBA range is no good. But they get the offensive rebound at Stanford. Stanford driving on the left block all the way. Scoop layup, rolls off the right side of the rim. Rebound Spencer. It's a two-on-one the other way. Elijah Allen to the tin, off the window, good, and a foul. Elijah Allen on the left side uses the right hand and has a chance for the three-point play.
When you have size inside on the defensive glass, Nelson and Spencer, some of your perimeter players have a tendency to leak out, and that's one thing that Allen and Davis do from time to time to get out in transition. The long outlet. And Allen, very physical, using his body well there to score through the foul.
Elijah Allen will go for the three-point play and does. The foul went against Nashawn Sylvester. That's his first. So Dover within four. It's 14-10. Smyrna 2:14 to go here in this first quarter. And now here comes that harassment double team again on the sideline. Smyrna breaks that. And Stanford will set the offense.
After this pressure, Sean, they're going back into man-to-man, and they're extending this out to half court.
Stanford splits a double team. Euro step going baseline. Shot off the backboard is no good for Friedel. Offensive rebound, though. Sylvester, right elbow jumper. Floater is good. Sylvester with seven in the opening quarter. It's 16-10 Smyrna. Three, right wing for Allen off the front of the rim. A wild shot is no good. Rebound Smyrna.
Now, Allen there tried to draw a foul by kicking his leg and flopping. That should be a warning and then a technical. He's got to be very careful about that.
The James Harden move.
And there was no foul at all. Smyrna did a really nice job of going straight up on that early shot.
Elijah Gregory trying to go inside to Moose Salaka. The pass is errant out of bounds. It'll be Dover basketball. 1:22 to go in the first quarter. 16-10 Smyrna Eagles.
And as an official, you've got to be an educator as well. You've got to make sure that the play is contained. You want to control any of that activity that really is just trying to act out something that's not there. It's a smart play by Allen, but he should be warned because eventually that can become a technical.
Jaheim Harrell with the basketball for Dover as he's into the lineup now. They'll reset the offense with Eden Davis. Davis a high screen from Spencer. Back to Spencer. Now Harrell, three, left wing. It rolls in and out. No good. Rebound to Sean Sylvester for Smyrna.
Right now, excellent strategy by Andrew Mears and his staff to play this triangle and two. No adjustments yet by Steph Wilson. I think you might see him put his shooters down in the post area and then work off of them with some screening action.
Jesse Carter finds Deshaun Sylvester. Almost has a stole from behind, but a hold is going to go against Elijah Allen. His first, the Dover Senators' second foul, with 40.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Still 16-10 Smyrna, the inbound baseline left.
Dover can apply a lot of pressure without fouling because their athletes really have a good feel for how to defend. And they do provide a little bit of cushion, but have quick hands around the ball to create deflections and turnovers.
Gregory drives the right side. Can't get the shot to go, but he was fouled underneath. Foul will go against Dover's Elijah Sessoms, his first, team's third. And Elijah Gregory will go to the line for the first free throws for the Smyrna Eagles tonight.
Elijah Gregory, only a sophomore, much along the lines of Sessoms for Dover. Plays very aggressively, plays with a lot of confidence for a young player, and gives Andrew Mears and his team a lot of good minutes coming in off the bench.
And gets that first free throw to go. The future of this great rivalry between Smyrna and Dover is the crowd still filtering in. They're now using the bleachers behind us as well. If you've never been to Dover, never been to Smyrna, they have the second tier to this gymnasium, one of the bigger gyms in the state. Second free throw is missed, and Dover will get the rebound. It's Elijah Allen. Front court, Spencer with it for Dover. And he will find Allen. Allen to the right side of the lane, throw a triple team, just scoops up a finger roll, no good. Rebound comes down to Smyrna. They've got a three on one, going all the way off the window and finishing is Majesty Carter for two. It's 19-10, Smyrna with 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
Smyrna's bench right now taking over the game. Carter and Gregory, both sophomores.
Eden Davis to the free throw line, puts the shot up, but an offensive foul. Wardoff is called on Eden Davis, and that is his second foul with 2.6 seconds to go in the first quarter.
And the fourth turnover here in the first quarter by Dover. Smyrna with two. So even though the pace is very high, teams have done a fairly good job of taking care of the ball.
Three-pointer at the buzzer by Devon Stanford comes up short, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end. After 8 minutes of basketball, the Smyrna Eagles 19, the Dover Senators 10, the second quarter next. You're on WZEL. Smyrna High School, the homestanding Eagles, looking for the upset as they lead Dover 19-10 after 8 minutes. Sean Green alongside Bill Harmon, and Bill, the bench playing a big role for Smyrna in that first quarter.
They certainly are. Gregory, Carter, and Stanford all playing very well, and the triangle and two is yet to be solved by Dover. They need some more movement, maybe try flex, run some of their motion plays as well.
Harrell misses a three for Dover. Now it's Smyrna basketball as they've made some more substitutions. Driving into the lane, the shot up by Elijah Gregory is no good, but just inside the free throw line, he will earn two more free throws.
As a defender on a driver that's out of control, all you want to do is level them off, stay between the offensive player and the basket, and force them to score over top of you. You do not want to extend your arms downward or inward, and that's what happened there with Sessoms. And this aggressive play here by Elijah Gregory is very impressive. He is a very athletic sophomore, long-armed, long-legged, almost plays in a snake-like fashion, able to find his way inside.
Samir Nelson back in for Dover. First free throw missed by Gregory. Second one rolls off the front of the rim and falls down. So he's 2-4 at the line. Give him 2 points, and the lead is doubled. It's 20-10 Smyrna. 7:30 to go in the second quarter.
Still this triangle and two right now. Moving around, that means two men on the baseline, one man up top. And then Sean, go right ahead.
Jaheim Harrell with the cross-court pass from Spencer. It's the three-pointer. It's 20-13, so that's the third time they've looked to Harrell, and that time he hits the shot.
Harrell only averages a little under 6 points a game, and a terrific drive there by Brandon Smith. He is explosive off the bounce, great in the open court, but really good in the half court of finding driving lanes.
Wide open lane there. Harrell with the basketball for Dover, down by nine. He'll find Spencer, back to Harrell. Wide open again, left wing three. This time it's the back of the iron. Rebound comes down to a flying Devon Stanford. Stanford for Smyrna into the front court. Goes inside, and the left-handed layup attempt by Carter doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Dover. They've got a three-on-three. Eden Davis stops and hits the teardrop from five. His second basket in what was a 10-point game is down to 7 at 22-15.
What I love about Eden Davis is he doesn't get too deep. He pulls up into that mid-range area, rises up to his jump shot. A really smart play. A lot of players will drive in trying to get to the basket either to dunk or get a foul. Eden Davis in the mid-range pulls up.
An aggressive defensive foul here being called against Dover. He might catch Elijah Allen for that. That would be his second.
Dover is having a little trouble generating some offense out of their defense. Smyrna's taking good care of the ball. They pushed it where they can't get their press to be organized, and they haven't scored enough to get their press organized.
At 22-15, Dover has 6 points from Elijah Allen. Looks like they did not rule that a foul. So still Smyrna basketball, and ball was kicked by Davis. No call. Smyrna gets it back again. faking the three, driving baseline. Now a kick top of the key to Carter. Carter into the lane, off balance, off the window, too strong. Offensive rebound to Smith. He takes contact underneath, misses off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Dover, and then a hold will be called against Smyrna.
I thought you described it perfectly. There was a lot of contact in there. The officials are trying to let the game be played at this pace, but when a driver goes in and he's exposed and gets bumped, he's obviously going to have to change his shot, and that's going to affect it so dramatically it won't go in. In that case, I think you've got to call the foul.
Foul goes against Robert Wiley, his first, Smyrna's fourth. 6:01 to go in the second quarter. Smyrna, who's led by as many as 10, leads Dover 22-15. Harold, top of the key, thinks about a three. This time we'll decide against. And the ball will go baseline now to Jaheim Spencer.
And now with Allen out of the game, they will play a diamond and one, or a box and one, with Brandon Smith trying to go run around and face guard Eden Davis.
And Spencer attacks from the left elbow, gets the floater to go. It's 22-17, so Smyrna's cut this lead in half. On the baseline, Smyrna with it, going inside to Sylvester around the trees, has a shot blocked. Salaku gets the rebound, gets it to Smith, and his shot is blocked, and then a foul is called. As coming over with Shamir Nelson, looked clean up top, might have been some body on that block.
And the official got it right. There was no contact up at the ball level, but down below the waist, there was some contact and a nice call. What's impressive here, Smyrna's guards are able to penetrate, get in deep, and now they're doing a nice job of passing in that in-close interior that allows them to get some action around the basket.
Brandon Smith makes the first free throw, so he has all three of the 4 points for Smyrna in the second quarter. Trying to stem the tide here as Dover was down by as many as 10. They cut it to 5. It's now 23-17 Smyrna, 5:20 to go second quarter.
This game, if it's close, could become a foul-shooting affair. Dover, an excellent free-throw shooting team, and Smyrna, a very good one.
Smith hits both free throws. It's 24-17. Caesar Gilbert into the lineup for Dover. Picks up his dribble, but finds Spencer. Spencer on the left wing. The center will go back to Gilbert. Gilbert into the lane. Tries to underhand scoop. Blocked by Sylvester. Dover gets it back. Shot up by Davis is no good. And the rebound comes down to Smyrna.
Yeah, great play inside by Sylvester. Not only to challenge the shot, but come down with a tough guy rebound amongst traffic.
Smyrna with it. Elijah Creedel double team, puts the shot up after he went up and down. Shamir Nelson got in the way along with Eden Davis and forced the up and down.
I know so many players want to play fast and be aggressive, but if you just play off of 2 feet and don't leave your feet to pass, you're going to have a much better chance not to turn the ball over against good defenses.
Dover basketball, Caesar Gilbert with it. He'll find Elijah Allen. Three from the left side is no good, and he hits the deck very late, and a foul is called. You're going to call a push against Elijah Creedle at the very end of that three-point attempt.
And that was, again, just a better acting job by Elijah Allen, who kicks his feet much like Kobe Bryant does. He goes up and then moves that right foot forward. The scouting report, I'm sure Andrew Mears got it, because when we played him last year, we really warned our players about it. Just go straight up. Don't get in too close. That time he very savvily got himself to the free throw line.
Misses the first free throw, however. He has three of them, so there's the second. One more coming for Elijah Allen with 7 points, averaging 20. Just pulled out a two-shot foul.
Yes, it was not a three. It was inside the arc.
Oh, okay, so there's the confusion on my part. So one of two for Allen. It's 24-18, 4:30 to go in this second quarter.
Dover with the 2-1-2 three-quarter court press.
Creedel breaks it to Smith. Back to Creedel. Isaiah fakes the three, and then a block is called. Probably double foul here?
Foul on Allen.
And that'll be his second. So now two fouls each on Eden Davis, Elijah Allen, and Elijah Sessoms for Dover. And it's going to be a one-and-one. That was the indication with the two hands sticking on both sides as Isaiah Creedle goes to the line for the one-and-one. And makes the first.
Isaiah Creedle really is a solid player. He plays at a nice pace. He can be absolutely explosive in the open court. A good rebounder. He's got a beautiful touch on his free throw shooting.
Second free throw is good as well. Isaiah Creedle has four. The lead is 8, 26-18, 4:20 to go in this second quarter. Long three, right wing by Elijah Allen, back iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Jameer Nelson underneath. And they're going to get Nelson on a hold on that rebound. Nelson picks up his second. That's the team's eighth. So we'll go down to the other end, and Smyrna will get another 1-1.
When you've got really good height and really good offensive rebounders, sometimes you're almost kind of lured into the fact to take some questionable shots because you can get away with it. In high-scoring games, those shots that might not be as acceptable in a different kind of game are because you can get the offensive rebound or that possession isn't quite as valuable. But here tonight, the way Smyrna's doing a good job defending their glass, I think Dover's got to be a little bit more circumspect with their shooting.
Sylvester with the 1-1 hits the front half, or front end, so he'll get the second half of the 1-1. That's now six straight free throws made by Smyrna.
And even though they're having difficulty scoring right now because of Spencer's impact and others, they've done a nice job of getting to the free throw line and converting.
Sean Sylvester for Smyrna. Second free throw up. Bounces off the backboard and goes in. 4:12 to go, second quarter. The lead back to 10, 28-18. Harrell, three, left wing for Dover. No good, but they get the offensive rebound underneath. Allen has it blocked. It'll be out of bounds. Dover will keep it underneath their offensive basket.
Now, to many, that might be a good shot, but the problem was there was nobody at the time of the shot underneath. Had Smyrna turned and blocked out, they would have been able to secure that rebound. Harrell might want to look to make an extra pass or try to get the ball in the hand of Allen or Davis.
Harrell, another three attempt left side. No good. Rebound to Smyrna. It's Deshaun Sylvester fighting underneath despite a lack of height.
Boy, is he tough. He's got great footwork. He's got terrific hands. Knows how to secure the ball and contain it.
Stanford kicks into the lane, and Creedle hits the deck, but say he just lost control of it out of bounds. It will be at Dover basketball, down by 10, 3:56 to go, second quarter.
Great first step there by Isaiah Creedle, but he just got a little out of control. Might have stepped on a foot that created the turnover, the second one of the quarter for Smyrna.
Wanya Wise, top of the key, is pass tipped and stolen away by Creedle. It's a 3-on-1 for Smyrna. Deshaun Sylvester to the tin. Shot is blocked. Getting back there and playing excellent defense for Dover there on the block. That was Wanya Wise.
Well, Wise did a fantastic job there of coming down with his hand and avoiding the contact and somehow missed the ball, and it created the missed shot.
And it'll be Dover basketball, top of the key, three in the air, and that is good. Aaron Ross hits the three. So that's two threes off the bench now for Dover. It's 28-21 Smyrna.
Another sophomore playing a big role off the bench. Ross with a wonderful stroke.
Elijah Allen with the steal, but he throws it into the corner. He went all the way opposite corner. A nice save attempt as he was going out of the bounds himself. But a little bit too much steam on the basketball.
Boy, was that a smart play, though. He's going out of bounds, going to his left. He then somehow secures the ball with his right hand and tries to throw it behind his back down the court in exactly the right fashion. A high IQ play.
Isaiah Creedle into the lane, goes to Musalaka. Back to Creedle, but in the way is Eden Davis. He gets the steal. His pass is intercepted by Stanford, who then has it stolen by Wise. Underneath, Dover gets the hoop and the harm. Elijah Allen underneath. Two steals, and it's an end-one for the state's leading scorer.
Well, when you save the ball without saving it directly to a teammate, you run into the issue of the other team getting the ball in an advantageous position, and that's exactly what happened there. Dover taking advantage of some great hustle by Smyrna, but maybe not doing the right thing once they garnered the ball. And Allen, the recipient there, just playing very tough underneath. He's got that very fine basketball body that he can play through contact and get to the free throw line as well.
Fala Musalaka, his first. Allen hits the free throw. It's a 4-point game, 6-0 run for Dover. It's 28-24 Smyrna, 2:42 to go before halftime. Stanford triple team into the front court. He'll find Creedle into the lane. His teardrop no good. Salaka the rebound. Still have numbers underneath the Smyrna. And a travel goes against Smyrna. They had 4-on-1 on the block because Dover did not get back on defense at all. But they get it rewarded for it.
I was just ready to say that Salaka's got to get involved on the offensive glass and get some scoring here. That time he traveled, but I think he was actually pushed into the travel.
Terrence Ross misses the three. Rebound comes down to Smyrna. Dover has taken a high volume of threes, not from Allen and Davis.
And that's because of the triangle and two face guarding nature. And some of these auxiliary players are kind of playing in the hands right now and not working the ball around enough.
Salaka to Friedel. Now he'll find Brandon Smith. Smith, the crossover into the lane off the window with the left hand. No good. Rebound, Eden Davis. Eden Davis looking to run for Dover. One on three, but Davis is going all the way the Euro step. And they are going to call a travel. The two officials looking into each other's eyes there for a lengthy amount of time. It's going to be a turnover against Dover. It is Smyrna basketball. 1:55 to go before halftime.
End-to-end pace needs to probably get a little bit more into control and run some sets here. Smyrna, I think, definitely is right now in the driver's seat in terms of the pace of play.
Sylvester, left side, three, in the air, in and out, no good. Smyrna gets the offensive rebound, Sulaco. Sulaco going baseline, shot up, no good by Smith. Another rebound by Creedle, tries to muscle it over the front of the rim, can't. But Isaiah Creedle's going the line for two.
And without Spencer in the game right now, Smyrna has been able to attack the offensive glass with Sulaco and their guards, who right now are just a little quicker to the ball than Dover.
Foul on Eden Davis. That is his third as Isaiah Creedle hits the first free throw. So Eden Davis with three fouls, Elijah Allen and Elijah Sessoms and Shamir Nelson all with two for Dover.
Well, the foul's starting to mount up. It's the aggressive nature of Smyrna attacking. And Dover trying to block shots instead of drawing charges. And that's something they just always have done and been able to get away with it. Now, Smyrna has the capability of getting in and creating these fouls. So let's credit Smyrna here for the pace of play, but also for their aggressiveness.
And Creedle hits two free throws, ending that 6-0 Dover run. Dover with the basketball down by 6, 1:20 to go before halftime. Spencer along the right side, driving the baseline, a trap and a cross-court pass. Looking for Wanya Wise. Ends up in the hands of Spencer for Dover. Spencer will give it back to Wise. They'll reset the offense. Wise running left block. Shot up, and it is rejected by Smyrna underneath. It'll remain Dover basketball baseline left.
Nice play there in rotation by Smyrna's defense. Playing now a box and one because Davis is out of the game and only Allen in, and he'll be face guarded.
Three from Elijah Allen. Left baseline is good from Wanya Wise. Elijah Allen, the three, and the lead cut in half. It's 30-27. 55 seconds to go in the first half. Smyrna ball and lead.
Brandon Smith could not find his assignment on Allen, and that's all he needs is a little bit of space and a little bit of time. Rises up into that three from the left corner.
Shot is blocked. Ingram over the other way. Elijah Allen behind the defense. Loses control of the low pass. Stolen by Brandon Smith. Smith is a 4-on-3. Going to go all the way to the 10 and rolls it in. Brandon Smith is a 2. It's 32-27. 32 seconds to go before halftime.
Smith scores over Spencer. An unbelievable play. As I mentioned, he is explosive and dangerous in the open court.
Spencer finds Wise. 24 seconds to go before halftime. Ross puts the 3 up right wing. Front iron no good. And the rebound is whipped away by Smyrna. They lose control of it. Getting it back is Brandon Smith. Right-handed shot off the window goes. With 8 seconds left to go, it's 34-27. Here comes Dover with 5. Dover with 4. It's Wise with 3. With 2 as it's stolen away. And out of bounds with no time left on the clock. And we might get a foul here. We are going to get a foul on Dover as time expires. And Smyrna's going to get free throws here, we think. Although now the referees are having a discussion at center court.
Well, if it is, it's a foul on Spencer. 40-some feet away from the ball, they may, and they are going to allow it. So this is a double bonus shot. And I think they're going to put some time back on the clock, Sean.
They've got to put something back on the clock, because you can't have that be at zeros. So Jaheim Spencer picks up the foul, his first, and that is the team's 10th. Smyrna has a player that's not in our program at the line for a two-shot foul here. We did not see this player on Tuesday night, and now the Dover coaching staff, or at least the assistant, is out talking to one of the referees. Steph Wilson has already gone to the locker room.
Into the locker room with his team, and they'll have to come back out since they're
0.9. Yeah, why is the assistant coach being allowed to be out on the court?
Confusion right now, but Steph Wilson was very upset at the call, left the court because he thought it was double zeros and went in to start his halftime talk.
They put 9-tenths of a second back, so part of the problem here is the way this gym is set up is they've got to clear out a pathway to let Dover walk back onto the floor, at least the four starters, and now the entire team of Dover is coming back to the side. It's 34-27 Smyrna, 9-tenths of a second left in this first half. as Smyrna will get two shots here in a game that has kind of ebbed and flowed from 10 to 4 in terms of the deficit here. Going the positive way here, if Smyrna can get one or both of these free throws before halftime.
Smyrna's defense is really confused over, and that's the difference in the game. Plus, they're just outstanding hustle on the offensive glass and in the open court.
First free throw is missed by the Eagle wearing number 10, for lack of a better way of describing. Again, 9/10 of a second still on the clock. The way Dover's got some marksmen. Second free throw is up, no good. Spencer gets it, and that is how the first half will come to an end here from Smyrna High School. After a most entertaining first 16 minutes of basketball, it's the Smyrna Eagles 34, the Dover Senators 27. When we come back, it's time for the Tri-State Battery Warehouse Halftime Report. We'll have the medical minute with Dr. Michael Axeter through orthopedics. We'll get you the leading scores from this first half and much more. At the break, Smyrna 34, Dover 27. It's over. 15 points for Elijah Allen. And now 9 points for Eden Davis. He has 5 here in the second half.
All these scorers can quickly add their point totals up because of the electricity and the quickness of their release. Elijah Allen has a great feel for creating space with a bump and with a fadeaway. Sylvester shoots a set shot from 3 that's been very successful.
Wanya Wise penetrates into the lane, left-handed. Little skinny scoop hook there goes. Wise's first 2 points. Dover back within 11 at 47-36.
Wise has been quiet because he's been trying to facilitate. That time he was able to get down the lane with his left hand, and he's a lefty to score at the basket.
Stanford loses control as he goes around Wise, and that'll be a turnover against Smyrna. So Dover a chance to get this back to a single-digit lead. 4:08 to go, and a long three left side is good. Three-pointer from Eden Davis, second of the second half, and the lead down to 8, 47-39.
Devon Stanford was on him, but did not pick him up far enough out, and he got that one in rhythm, and Davis is devastating when he can rise up into a shot.
Isaiah Creedle back in with those three fouls, finds Stanford again. And the white uniforms going from Mike Collette. Brandon Smith, baseline to Salaka. And looking at the pass, and it's going to be stolen away. Elijah Allen has it 2-on-1. Allen goes all the way to the pin, hits the hoop and the harm. Elijah Allen bumped from behind as he went for the layup. And now a chance for a three-point play as this lead could be cut to 5.
Dover back to man-to-man. Just another turnover by Smyrna as the ball went inside. And Elijah Allen is so good in the open court. And then when he finishes, he has a feel not only where he's trying to score, but he's also trying to get fouled and get to the free throw line. It's that upper body and lower body strength combined. As he rises up in the shot, he's able to hold the ball away from the defense, present his body to him, take the hit, and still score.
Free throws, so it's a 15-6 run for Dover to get it within 5. 47-42, 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Make a wish here at Smyrna High School.
The turnovers hurting Smyrna. That's the fourth of the quarter. Very important here. They settle down, run some offense, try to run some clock to at least slow down this comeback pace of Dover.
Lou Salaka finds Robert Wiley. Wiley picks up his dribble near center court. He'll find Sylvester. Quite a few substitutes in here at the moment. Sylvester splits a double team, gets a high screen, goes off the window and rolls it in. It's on Sylvester. Pretty touch while getting under control. It's 49-42.
Pick and roll up top. Sylvester snaked it, went in between the two, scores at the basket.
Wise, once a mid-range jumper, had it blocked and kind of pump-faked it up, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Smyrna basketball.
As a player, as you drive, you always want to have your body under control. You're anticipating the defense rotating to you. Wise got caught up in the air, had no place to go with it, but throw it out of bounds back to his own bench.
Deshaun Sylvester for Smyrna. Teardrop in the lane on a double team falls. Deshaun Sylvester, 10 points in the third quarter. Time out Dover. We'll take it with them. 2:41 to go in the third quarter. Our new score, Smyrna 51, Dover 42. Third quarter, the senior 19 points, 10 here in the third quarter. The roller coaster that saw Smyrna go up by 14 and Dover cut it to 5 is now a 9-point Smyrna lead again.
Sylvester is uncanny about making a play just when his team needs him most. Hit those early threes from spot-up range, especially long range, and then drives down. He has excellent body control and has a very unique way of holding that ball away on his floater and not getting off balance as he shoots it.
Eden Davis goes to Spencer, right baseline, three is in the air, in and out, back in. Dimir Yelverton with the three-pointer for Dover. It's 51-45, another bench three for the Senators.
Steph Wilson going to his bench, bringing in a freshman now to make some plays for him, trying to find his best shooter.
And Wanya Wise gets the steal, drives in, left-handed finish and a foul. Wanya Wise gets the pick, the hoop, and the chance for the three-point play.
The ability of Dover to up the intensity of their defense now has really changed the dynamic of the game. That's the fifth turnover by Smyrna, and every time Dover's taken advantage of it, scoring at the other end.
Deshaun Sylvester the foul, his second, and well, this run continues here. It is now a 14, or check that, an extended run here of, try to do quickly do the math here, that's not working for me somehow. 20-10, the run here for Dover.
Well, it was a really nice timeout at the 2:41 mark, down nine by Steph Wilson to get his team coalesced.
Missed free throw by Wise. Smyrna gets the rebound. It's going to be a three-on-three going the other way. Nice cross. Three is in the air by Stanford off the back of the rim. No good. Slocco fighting for the rebound, but it's into the hands of Yelverton for Dover. He flings it ahead. Spencer goes off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Slocco for Smyrna, who fires at the center court. And Sylvester is hit from behind by Wise. They both dove for the football. Looked like a football kind of play right there.
Sideline pass.
Yeah, as Wise will get called for the foul, but... yeah, that was a cornerback and a wide receiver coming back to the football, and the foul goes against Wise, his first.
What a terrific play by Musolako to hustle back rim to rim, running there to secure the rebound after Spencer, who had leaked out, never got back from his offensive position, missed the layup.
Elijah Creedel on the right wing for Smyrna, and a near steal as Wanya Wise nearly rips it away from the Smyrna driver. But Wise will pick up the foul. That is his second, just the second team foul against Dover, or third team foul, with 1:37 to go in the third quarter in a four-point game.
Wise has terrific hands, a great feel for dribble penetration, knows exactly where to be to try to make the interception.
Deshaun Sylvester, right baseline, three, no good. Rebound comes down to Yelverton. Into the front court, Dover. Stop and pop, Eden Davis for three, bounces, plays it up, put back jam by Jaheim Spencer.
And that's what Spencer's very good at, running the court, finishing at the rim.
The closest Dover has been in an awful long time. It's two at 51-49, 1:10 to go third quarter. They were down by as many as 14 here in the third quarter. Teardrop, and the shot is good. The drive in by Smyrna's number 10, and he gets a chance for a three-point play.
Well, what a terrific job driving in from the wing. Dover at times takes some chances defensively. They almost look like they're playing a matchup zone. It's because the top part of their man-to-man tries to cheat and make steals. They can be exposed by driving the ball against them. I'm a little surprised Spencer isn't just holding his ground and blocking shots, kind of attacking too much. A nice job there by Smyrna, taking advantage of the overextension by the defense.
And again, we apologize. We don't have a name on the roster for this player. As he misses the free throw. The putback by Deshaun Sylvester is no good. Rebound comes down to Jaheim Spencer for Dover. They quickly run the other way. Eden Davis kicks it out to Allen. Cross three in the air. Off the front of the rim, no good. Backside rebound, Elijah Allen in traffic. He misses the shot, and Smyrna gets the rebound. It's a three-on-three the other way, and Elijah Creedel is fouled, and there's going to be a... going to call a bench foul here or a technical against Dover. Looks like a bench warning against Dover.
Well, it could warn, but they shouldn't do it while the play's going on unless they call the technical.
Well, that was a three-on-three full speed the other way.
Well, I thought Smyrna had the advantage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's... I'm confused how...
that play should be held off by the official and then called at the next...
calm
stoppage
moment
of play.
Smyrna gets the inbound, going inside to Musolakin. Salaka finishes underneath. He has four. The lead is six. with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Smyrna with the six-point lead.
Slanko with great patience there used a shot fake to get Spencer up and then scored on the opposite side of the basket.
Wanya Wise now to Gilbert. Thinks about a three with 22 seconds left to go. Now Gilbert the three right side off the left. No good. Slanko the rebound for Smyrna. They have 15 seconds to work with. The arrow is favoring Gilbert.
Now they should hold for the last shot here so they go out clearly with at least a six-point lead.
Riedel double team. It goes through a defender's leg. Slanko has it. It's stolen away by Dover with four. Euro stopped by Eden Davis. He shot up no good, but a foul with 1.5 seconds left to go. Back and forth action as the foul goes against Majeski Carter. His first. And now Dover a chance with free throws to cut into a six-point game, and they get first ball in the fourth quarter. Save no more jumps.
What happened there is the ball was double-teamed. The ball handler should never put the ball over his head, should just keep pivoting at least four times before, or worst case is take a five-second call. The last thing you want to do is turn it over by having them dislodge the ball when it's over your head and then create a basket-scoring opportunity at the other end.
Eden Davis misses the first free throw. 1.5 seconds left to go here. Davis is a 75% free throw shooter on the season. Second free throw is up. That rattles home good. 1.5 seconds left to go. Smyrna inbounds. And that is how the third quarter will come to end. They do not get the shot off in time. After 24 minutes of basketball, it's the Smyrna Eagles 55, Dover 50. Will there be a tie at the Henlopen North after tonight? We'll find out in the next 8 minutes. You're on WDEL. We welcome you back to a packed gymnasium here at Smyrna High School. We go to the fourth quarter of play. Smyrna 55, Dover 50. The Senators looking to stay unbeaten in the Henlopen North. Smyrna looking to force a tie and a split of the season series.
Tempo still favoring Smyrna, though they've got to take better care of the ball. Six turnovers in that quarter help that comeback.
Dover with the basketball. It's stripped away by Brandon Smith. Smith bounces it ahead. And a jam by number 10 of Smyrna. He's got 4 points here in this second half. Three on the other end by Dover is no good. Rebound is made by Creel. And it goes underneath, and the ball stays on the side of the back of the rim. You don't see that often. It didn't look like it was wedged. It looked like it was just kind of resting there somehow. But it's going to be free throws here for Dover's Terrence Ross to start this fourth quarter off after the dunk on the other end.
The unfortunate mistake there was going out of bounds with the ball and then saving it to no one. If you go out of bounds underneath your own basket, the only time you save it is to a teammate coming to you, yelling your name, so you do not throw it back in wildly. In that case, allowed the basket to just occur to Terrence Ross because he was standing there and the ball was thrown directly to him.
Elijah Creedle, a foul. That is his fourth. One of two for Terrence Ross at the line, so the lead is six. 57-51. Smyrna basketball, 7:30 to go, fourth quarter.
Dover still playing man-to-man with some zone tendencies here, almost like a matchup because they will overextend and switch on the perimeter.
Stanford underhand scoops to Isaiah Creedle. Creedle at center court with the left-handed dribble into the lane. Tries to go baseline to Slanko, intercepted by Jaheim Spencer, who then calls timeout. Will take it with them. 7:18 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Smyrna 57, Dover 51.
478.
And we welcome you back to Smyrna High School. 7:16 to go, fourth quarter. Smyrna 57, Dover 51. Smyrna has basically led end-to-end here, and this feels like a horse race, and if Dover can ever get the nose in front, they might pull away here, but they've got to get over the mountain first.
Well, they've been down before and have come back, so look for them not to get flustered here and continue to play hard.
Eden Davis, a three, comes up short. A second opportunity, three from Harrell. Left side, battles home. Jaheim Harrell's second three-pointer of the game. The lead cut in half. It's 57-54, 6:55 to go, fourth quarter.
The freshman really rising to the occasion here with some good long-range shooting.
A trap near center court again. Smith goes baseline to Slanko. Had an open baseline. Instead, will go to Gregory. Now kick left side to Stanford. Now a dish out. Friedel, three. Left side off the left, no good. Rebound, Dover. They have a chance to tie on this possession.
Well, Dover settled down here, defended better, and created opportunities via turnovers.
Spencer into the lane, rolls off to the right, no good. Rebound, Friedel, and a jump ball. As a nice job there after the miss by Spencer, not giving up and forcing the tie-up. Smyrna does get it on the arrow, but they burn the arrow with 6:23 to go, fourth quarter.
Spencer going end-to-end with that missed shot there. A little surprise that Smyrna didn't try to step in and draw a charge. A big man out of control like that is liable to create that opportunity, but give Spencer some credit, really hustling, trying to make a play for his team.
Smyrna across the timeline, fighting the half-court pressure.
Now Dover is backing now to a true zone.
Spencer into the lane. Floater at the right elbow goes to Sean Sylvester now with 21 points. It's 59-54 Smyrna. Response, Harrell thinks about another three. This time dishes a three left wing in and out. No good. Gregory with the push off on the defensive rebound as he pushes Elijah Allen out of the way. And Gregory will pick up the foul. That is his first.
Allen, a very smart player, Sean. He was positioned. He knew his teammate was going to be shooting the ball from long range. Got himself on the weak side. Actually had excellent rebound position trying to block out Gregory. And that forced the foul on the floor of Gregory on Allen.
Allen with a one-and-one opportunity. First free throw is no good. And no one else went for the rebound by Musalakia. The good news is for Smyrna, he's wearing a white jersey. The Eagles with the basketball going right to left, up by five with 5:45 to go, fourth quarter.
An unusual miss there from an 80% free throw shooter. Elijah Allen wants the ball in his hands in the end game.
Driving the baseline and finishing with a left hand is Brandon Smith. Found some space. He's got 13. The lead is seven.
No rotation at all there by Dover in their zone.
And a heat check three on the other end is no good for Eden Davis. Rebound goes to Smyrna. Friedel in the backcourt, guarded tightly, loses control on the fourth defender, but it goes into the hands of Deshaun Sylvester, who gets it up and in somehow underneath the basket. They're going to rule it though on the floor before he jumped into the air, so it is not a made basket. I'm not sure if he didn't lift before that contact came, but they're going to rule us a foul on the floor somehow. And that more importantly, I have no idea how that ball went in.
That was an unbelievably acrobatic play by Sylvester, who just continues to impress me with his ability to make plays for his team in the clutch.
And you can hear the crowd, who all thought that was a three-point play, and with just the 15 foul, it's an inbound for Smyrna. Friedel has it. Back to Sylvester. Right wing three. No good. Long rebound to Musalaka. A second chance for Smyrna. Dishes inside to Sylvester. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound. Spencer for Dover.
Musalaka working hard on the offensive glass. Needs to make a couple of those plays for his team.
Harrell, three. Right side is good. Jaheim Harrell with the second trifecta of the fourth quarter. It's a four-point game. 61-57. 4:55 to go in regulation.
These freshmen really impress me with their poise under fire, making big shots and big plays.
Friedel into the lane, goes off the window, no good. And the putback is good by Elijah Gregory.
Gregory, very opportunistic, read the shot being missed to the far side, outmaneuvered Spencer for the rebound.
Eden Davis has it stolen away by Smith. Here comes Gregory, the other hand, the two-handed jam! Elijah Gregory rises, time out, Dover! We'll take it with them. 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Our new score, Smyrna 65, Dover 57.
Dr. Mikhaus.
Welcome back to the Tri-State Battery Warehouse Halftime Report. Sean Green alongside Bill Harmon. Randy Dasher back in our Wilmington studios. Smyrna, who's led by as many as 10 in this first half, leading Dover 34-27. Let's get to your Dr. Michael Axe, First Orthopedics leading scorers from the first half for Smyrna, being led by Nashawn Sylvester, who has 9 points, 8 points for Brandon Smith, all coming in that second quarter, 6 points for Isaiah Creedle, 5 points for Elijah Creedle, 2 points each for Musalaka and Majeski Carter, and 2 points for Elijah Gregory. For Dover in the first half, leading scorer, no real surprise on this one, is Elijah Allen with 13 points, 6 in the first, 7 in the second, 4 points for Eden Davis, 2 points for Jaheim Spencer, a 3-pointer each for Terrence Ross and Jaheim Harrell off the bench, and Shamir Nelson has 2 points. Those are your Dr. Michael Axe leading scorers.
For some reason, the triangle and two has forced Spencer to go outside, whereas he should be inside working the glass. That's really why he only has 2 points, taking a couple long-range threes. Allen's played very much under control, been able to force some fouling situations. He's only taken, he has taken the only free throws for Dover. They're 3 for 4, whereas I think one of the keys is Smyrna getting to the foul line, getting some Dover players in foul trouble. Davis with 3 and Allen with 2, along with some others. They're 10 for 14. So right now, that balance of power has swung in Smyrna's way for three reasons. Their defense, their tempo that they haven't allowed Dover to get out and get that freedom of motion they like so much in the full court game. Shooting the threes has been very difficult because of their face guarding the two good players. And then getting the free throw line, I really like the aggressiveness of Smyrna's guards, and I continue to marvel at Sean Sylvester's very fine play, a very smart senior who's really doing a lot of great things for his team. But good balance for Smyrna, which is very important.
And they've withstood a couple of rallies here. They've twice got the lead up to 10. Both times Dover cut it to 4. And, you know, we're sitting here at 7 and a half time. They had some free throws that were missed by a JV player who has stepped into the lineup here. I got to add an extra body in this kind of a game. You never know where the fouls are going to go in a contest like this. So, you know, I'll be curious to see, with Dover having the foul issues, 3 for Davis, 2 for Allen, Sessoms, and Nelson, and just the 2 fouls for Elijah Creedle for Smyrna. Otherwise, they're in pretty good shape right now. How does that play in the second half? Does Smyrna keep attacking, try to get those? Does that change the guard play of Davis and Allen, knowing they've already used 5 of their allotted 10?
Well, Dover played a lot of zone at the end of the half, trying to protect Davis. If it is man-to-man they're playing, I would definitely expect Smyrna to attack Davis at all times and even try to get that third or fourth one on Allen as well. They're both very smart players. They played in a lot of big games. They'll know, I think, how to back off. But interestingly enough, if you can force the pace at people, and sometimes they get caught up in the emotion of the game, it might create some advantageous foul situations. The turnovers pretty even, 9 for Dover and 8 for Smyrna in a high-paced game. You want to try to keep that probably below 15. If you do that, I think the winner is the team that has the least turnovers and also gets to the free throw line more.
Dover, who went undefeated in the regular season last year, has not lost to an in-state opponent this year. They're 12-1, 9-0 in the Henlopen North Conference. Their last conference loss, got to go back a couple of years now, in Smyrna, sitting at 10-2, 7-1 in the league. Their only loss is to Dover. So if Smyrna can hold on to this lead, you've got that stalemate at the top of the conference, and you know, we could be looking at another Henlopen championship game like we saw 2 seasons ago with Cape Henlopen and Smyrna.
I know that's really important, the conference championship, but I think right now it's just the moment of this game, the bragging rights for Smyrna over Dover. I love the excitement of the crowd. This is a terrific environment, and I like how hard the game is being played by both teams, so this is a really good product we've got going out on the court at the moment.
This is a packed house. They've got the bleachers out on both sides of the upper level. There's almost no seating available in the lower bowl. A very packed gym tonight, and you got to love it on a Friday night here in Kent County. Smyrna with the basketball and the white uniforms. They'll go right to left here in this second half. Glad you are with us. Isaiah Friedel with the basketball for Smyrna goes inside to Elijah, who gets the teardrop to go from 4. Smyrna's lead up to 9.
Matchup zone there by Dover with left the middle wide open on the first pass cut fill. And Creedle right in there with a nice little teardrop shot.
Davis the basketball for Dover goes left side to Wise. He'll fake the 3. Now to Spencer, top of the key. Spencer takes a power dribble, goes back to Wise. Left wing 3 open, misses. And Musalaka the rebound and leaks it ahead to Elijah Creedle. Ahead of the pack, right-handed finger roll goes. Smyrna's largest lead is 11 at 38-27.
Salaka with a great rebound on the backside against Spencer. Then outlets the ball to Creedle as he slipped out on the left side. The outlet was the key, a crisp two-handed chest pass.
And Elijah Creedle, who has all 4 of the points, just picked up his 3rd foul early in this second half. 90 feet from the basket.
Well, he's trying to deny Eden Davis the ball even at that length. And I think you're better off just settle back and then try to disturb him once he gets across half court.
Eden Davis now will be guarded by Devon Stanford. Davis still with it, fakes the top of the key 3, still working a dribble, step back 3, left wing falls, but they're going to call a travel on that step back by Eden Davis.
Well, James Harden gets away with it, but Eden Davis did not there. He dragged his non-pivot foot, and that's what created the call, as he did create some space and made the shot.
Smyrna up by 11, has the basketball. Brandon Smith with a right-handed dribble, guarded by Davis. Smith into the lane, puts the shot up. It is a blocking foul called underneath as Brandon Smith attacks the lane and picks up the third foul on Elijah Allen.
Well, Allen was there and had his feet set, but he flopped, and that's what the call's going to be. If he had stood there and taken the charge in his chest, I don't think it would have been a call against him. I think it would have been the other way.
So Brandon Smith goes to the line for two, looking to build on an 11-point lead. As Smyrna having a...
They're going to have to confer here because of the shot.
The
shot went in.
Yeah, they have not ruled the basket in. The official, and there it is, the basket did count for Brandon Smith.
And a good job here by the officiating crew to get together and talk it out and make sure that they got that call right. The basket did go in.
And that official who called the block, I mean, that was a really tough call. He's focused on the body there and giving that indication. I don't think he was looking to see if that ball goes in.
He shouldn't be. As a matter of fact, the trail officials have that responsibility.
And the three-point play goes for Brandon Smith. It's a 14-point lead for Smyrna. A 7-0 run to start this second half. It's 41-27. How will Dover respond? Wanya Wise, left side, three in the air. No good by Dover, and here comes Smyrna with a basketball. Smith has it stolen away by Allen. Allen into the lane, off-balance shot, spins in and out. Stanford fighting for the rebound for Smyrna, but it's out of bounds to Dover. They'll keep it baseline left, down 14, 6:24 to go in the third quarter.
Smyrna had the ball and just tried to go too fast there and turned it over on the edge. Elijah Allen did a nice job of stealing it.
Eden Davis, off-balance three, left wing, it goes. It might have been a little off to the left, but right through the middle of the hoop, it's 41-30.
Confusion there by Smyrna on their defensive assignment on Davis. He needs just a little bit of space and time, as does Allen.
Deshaun Sylvester crosses to Smith. Double team in the corner, dribbles it out. Goes cross again, and Sylvester has it. Sylvester faking the drive, goes inside, pump fake. Now a kick out left side. Smith fakes three, goes into a double team, has it blocked by Wanya Wise. Now ahead of the pack, it's Eden Davis. Right-handed shot goes off the window and good. Davis with five in the quarter. It's 41-32.
And that's how quickly Dover can score. They outlet the ball very fast. They get it up court. Davis, excellent in the open court, much like Brandon Smith of Smyrna.
So what was a 14-point game is down to nine with 5:30 to go here in the third quarter.
There is no panic in Dover. They've been in some big games. They were down 14 against Cardinal O'Hara and rallied back.
LaShawn Sylvester hitting the three from the top of the key. It's 44-32. Smyrna gets the lead back up to a dozen.
How many times have we said LaShawn Sylvester really knows when he has to make a play for his team?
Elijah Allen, college three, right side is no good. Rebound down to Stanford. No real open look there for Allen. Pass looking for Salaku inside, stolen away by Davis. Davis going the other way, two on four. Trailing, trying to make the steal was Brandon Smith, but he bumped into the arm of Allen and correctly it ruled a foul. That'll be the first on Smith, first team foul.
Elijah Allen made a very savvy play at the other end. He kind of baited the Smyrna player into passing the ball. He deflected it to Eden Davis.
And Elijah Allen on the inbound play gets the right baseline jumper to fall, 44-34, 4:48 to go in the third quarter.
He created space by falling away on his own.
Deshaun Sylvester from way downtown, bang, timeout Smyrna. He hit that from college range. Timeout on the floor, we'll take it with them. 4:41 to go in the third quarter, our new score. Smyrna 47, Dover 34. Dr. Mike, welcome back to a ruckus Smyrna gymnasium here at Smyrna High School. 2:03 to go, fourth quarter. Smyrna 67, Dover 65. Dover, who has trailed by as many as 14 here in the second half, has cut it to as few as one. But Smyrna has the basketball and that two-point lead at the moment.
Well, Smyrna just needs to slow down, make sure they keep the ball in the middle of the court to make the runs of Dover's trap more difficult. Try to get the ball inside by driving it. Now, they're not even in the bonus shed, whereas Dover is in the double bonus. Very important that both teams recognize the foul situation as well as the possession arrow and the timeouts. I think you'll see Dover continue to expand and extend their pressure and look for double teams where appropriate.
Arrow favoring Dover at the moment, but Smyrna with the basketball going from right to left. Deshaun Sylvester, the state champion, with a right-handed dribble. Now a crossover, he'll find Friedel. Friedel gets around his defender. Friedel into the lane, triple teamed, and draws contact and a foul. as Wanya Wise thought he had a steal and possibly a dunk on the other end, but instead it's going to be a foul against Dover on Eden Davis, his fourth.
Creedle a little out of control there, drove into basically a triple team on the right side of the court. I think he was bailed out there. I'm not sure Wise didn't get that cleanly, but Creedle's now at the free throw line. If the game's going to be won, this is where it's going to be won, at the free throw line.
Isaiah Creedle with 6 points, 4 of 4 at the line. They all came in the second quarter. In the 1-1 situation.
Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Isaiah Creedle.
Andrew Mears does a fantastic job during his practices getting additional free throws in. They do them in game situations when players are tired, and then they shoot a lot at the end of practice. So there's no mistake that they're a good free throw shooting team.
Free throw from Creedle is no good. So 1 of 2, it's a 3-point game. Elijah Allen into the front court. Allen almost has it stolen from behind, ends up in the hands of Davis, and he'll find Wise. Wise back to Davis. Davis into the lane. Scoop through traffic. Throws it, a foul. Eden Davis from his right hip scoops it home. A chance for a 3-point play and a tie.
We talked about how creative his teammate Elijah Allen is scoring at the basket. That was an outstanding play by Eden Davis. Driving from right to left. Switches hands in the middle of the lane. Has the wherewithal to switch the ball back to his right hand and an underhand scoop to avoid the block. A really fine play by the senior.
Fully extended on that scoop. Kind of like when I go to get ice cream on a Saturday or something. Eden Davis, the chance for the 3-point play in the tie. Misses the free throw. Rusalak with the rebound for Smyrna. They still lead by one. 90 seconds to go. Throws into the front court over the hands of Gregory. It's a turnover against Smyrna. And Dover now, for the first time since early in the first quarter, can take the lead.
And unfortunately, that turnover there by Sylvester. He's just playing a little too fast. Just possess the ball. You're a good ball handler. You want to get to the free throw line yourself. Threw a lob pass over the top that was almost intercepted, but then out of bounds.
Elijah Allen kicks it out on the crossover drill by Harrell, who then puts it off the foot of Elijah Allen. The crowd was wooing the crossover, but I think that crossover led from a woo to a whoops.
Well, as they went to run the exchange where players maneuver side by side, the ball was not handed off steadily. It was dropped down too low and ended up going out of bounds. The third turnover here in the fourth quarter by Dover, 7 by Smyrna.
Timeout, Smyrna. We're going to take it with them here. 1:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Smyrna with the basketball. They lead Dover 68-67. A thrilling conclusion coming next here on WDEL. We're with you the rest of the way. 1:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Smyrna 68, Dover 67. The Eagles have led basically start to finish here and trying to desperately hang on against a determined Dover comeback.
Pressure here at full court. Man-to-man face guarding by Dover. They're really good at this.
Deshaun Sylvester gets it across to Musalaka. Salaka will find Smith. Smith picks up his dribble in a double team. Smith able to cross to Sylvester. Back to Smith again, left wing. Drives in the lane, the kick underneath, and was trying to find a teammate, Robert Wiley. But Wiley started attacking the basket. That bounces out of bounds. Turnover, Smyrna. Dover ball, 1:03 left to go, down by one.
Smith got caught up in the air, had no place to go, but tried to throw a bounce pass along the baseline. Goes out of bounds. 8th turnover, but more importantly, it's just play slower. Play under control. Play within yourself.
Eden Davis gets it across to Harrell. 3 left side. Way too strong. Salaka the rebound for Smyrna.
Salaka really good in this game on the offensive and defensive glass.
And they foul in the backcourt. That's the 8th team foul against Dover. So it'll be a 1-1 for Deshaun Sylvester, who does a very deep knee bend near center court, I think, trying to get his thoughts.
A little surprised that Dover fouled there so quickly. They've done a good job of turning Smyrna over. They've done a good job of double-teaming them and creating either a turnover or a potential steal. So to foul that far away from the basket this early, there's 50 seconds and they're only down one. A little questionable defensive strategy there.
Deshaun Sylvester with 21 points tonight. He'd love to make it 23 right now. First free throw from the right-hander. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound, Dover. They're down by 1:45 seconds left to go. Elijah Allen into the lane. Free throw jumper near. Good! Elijah Allen gets Dover their first lead. 69-68. Timeout. Senators, we will keep it right here. And now Smyrna, for the first time, has to find a way to come back.
Big-time play by Elijah Allen, much like Nashawn Sylvester, a senior that has a great feel for the game, understands what he has to do to put his team in the right position, drives into the lane, plays off of 2 feet, shoots the mid-range shot, not settling for a three or any questionable pass, goes in, takes the team on his back, and makes a great play. Now Smyrna just needs to slow down a little bit, attack like they've been. I liked it when Brandon Smith or Isaiah Creedle tried to penetrate. They were getting to the glass early on. I think it's the tenacious pressure of Dover that maybe created some of the illusion of great defense, but I think they still have driving lanes available, and then make sure that Musiala works the offensive glass.
If you're Smyrna, Nashawn Sylvester, who just missed that critical run into the 1-1 a minute ago, has 21 points, 13 points for Brandon Smith. Isaiah Creedle has 9, but he's out of the game with fouls. For Dover, the 2 by Elijah Allen puts him at a season average of 25. 17 points for Eden Davis, with Dr. Michael Axworthy, orthopedics leading scorers. Smyrna the basketball under their own defensive basket. 40.4 seconds left to go. They trail by 1. More face guarding. The inbound goes to Gregory. Back to Sylvester. Sylvester gets it across. He's going to go into the lane. His contact is blocked by Spencer. Rebound Dover, and then a foul. With 32.2 seconds left to go, the tower of Spencer brings down Smyrna.
Spencer did a great job there of holding his ground. He waited for Creedle to leave his feet. I think when he looks at the tape, Isaiah Creedle will probably wish he pulled up a little shorter of Spencer, maybe shot faked him, because I think he would have gotten Spencer off his feet. But he had tried to attack his midsection. Spencer went straight up. It was a good call by the officials to create the block shot and ultimately the turnover, in a sense, as the loose ball went in Dover's direction.
Sorry, Bill. Isaiah Creedle has found out that both Creedle brothers are out. And now Caesar Gilbert, the junior, is at the line where he has not scored tonight. First free throw is good. It's a three-point game. 70-68, 32.2 seconds left to go. Yes, the crowd is continuing to get closer to the court.
Dover in games decided by 5 points or less is 2-1.
Spencer gets the offensive rebound on the miss and a second offensive rebound. And there's a foul out near center court as Spencer gets the 2 offensive rebounds. One off of the missed free throw, the second off of his own missed putback. And now Dover will get a chance to go to the line to make it a 2-possession game as Elijah Allen was pushed nearly into the bleachers.
Spencer made a great play, a very smart play for the senior. As he secured the rebound, he might have gone up. He probably should have been fouled on the floor, but he dribbles the ball out and gets it to the best free throw shooter in the game.
Elijah Allen, 1 of 3 at the line here in the fourth quarter, but doesn't miss that one. It's a 3-point lead for Dover, 71-68. The first game between these two teams was 70-66. Remarkable consistency.
Allen, very clutch, has excellent rotations, been here before, wanted the ball in his hands, and Spencer knew how to get it to him.
It's a two-possession game, 72-68, and a hold on Dover's Caesar Gilbert on the inbound. That's the team's 9th, so Smyrna will get to go to the line with no time coming off the clock with 26.1 seconds left to go.
I understand that it's Dover's game to play full court pressure, but you're up 4 with 26 seconds to go. Maybe apply a little half court pressure so you don't foul at 90 feet without any time running off. That's just, I think, a play there where you've just got to understand the time score situation.
Brandon Smith goes to the line. It is a 1-and-1. Smith is 3 of 3 at the line tonight. You think this game is in Dover? Free throw is up, in and out, no good. Long rebound, Elijah Allen has it. Allen into the front court for Dover. They're up by 4 and in no hurry. Double team and now a foul with 18.5 seconds left to go. And Allen with a chance to make this a max 2-possession game as Dover is currently on a 5-0 run.
Elijah Allen gets the rebound, hustles it out into open space, and then gets the ball over the timeline, possesses it to get fouled. He was clearly playing it to get fouled because he wants to be at the free throw line, though he just missed that one. But another smart play by the senior.
This is the first. Elijah Allen with 27 points tonight. Misses the second. Offensive rebound put back by Wanya Wise. It's a six-point game with 13 seconds left to go. Smyrna into the front court. Three from Gregory is blocked. Gregory gets it back. It's stolen from behind by the blocker, Yelverton. But Yelverton's going to get called for the foul, and Smyrna goes to the line. Down by six, but with just 7.8 seconds to go in regulation.
Sometimes the emotions just carry over. A nice block by the freshman, Yelverton. But instead of, when it comes down, just get in position to stay in front. Make the shooter take another questionable shot. Don't allow them an opportunity to get to the free throw line.
And now the trail official, as they handed the ball to the free throw shooter, now they'll get reset. Devon Stanford. Okay, that's not Stanford at the line. Free throw is up, and it is good.
Gregory.
Gregory's at the line. Gregory getting two shots here. 5-point game, 7.8 seconds left. Don't necessarily have to intentionally miss this yet. Free throw is up. That's off the back of the rim. Stanford gets the rebound for Dover. Flips to Allen and into the front court. Dover with two, with one. And the right-handed layup at the buzzer is good for Dimir Yelverton. And Dover has gone from 14 down to defeat Smyrna tonight, 76-69.
A terrific comeback by Dover. The experience being in some big games, not a lot of close games, but some tough games against excellent opponents, I think gave them the wherewithal. They're better players. Davis and Allen brought them back. I thought it was a magnificent effort by Andrew Mears' club. They battled the entire game. They got into some free throw trouble, or some foul trouble in the second half, and lost two of their better players. And turnovers ultimately were their demise. They had 14 in the second half alone, and that's just awfully hard to overcome those mistakes against such a good team. But it was a great effort, a really fine ball game here Friday night in Smyrna. Both teams are legitimate. Both teams played very hard, and was an outstanding comeback win by Dover.
Dover ends the game on a 9-1 run to win this basketball game. We'll take a timeout when we come back. It's the postgame show. We'll get you the final stats and a recap. Again, Dover stays unbeaten in the Henlopen North. They rally past Smyrna 76-69.